Task 1. Listen to the radio interview about the Pomodoro technique. And for questions 1 to 7, indicate whether the following statements are true or false by writing T for true and F for false. For questions 8-14, fill in the gaps in the notes below with one word. You will hear the text twice. Now we have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Star students, today we are speaking to Peter, who is going to tell us about the Pomodoro technique, a system to help manage your time. It was invented by an Italian man called Francesco Cirillo in the 1980s. Now, he called it the Pomodoro technique after a tomato-shaped timer that his mother used to use when she was cooking. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato. And this tomato has helped Peter become an A-grade student. So, Peter, welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Tell us about the Pomodoro technique. What's it about?
It's about getting maximum productivity from your available time. I use it for studying, but professionals use it at work.
Is it difficult to follow?
No, it's actually very simple. It's about breaking down your work into separate jobs and then using a timer to separate your time into periods of intensive work and short breaks.
OK, well, that sounds sensible. So how do you start?
First of all, you should think about the task you need to complete. For example, writing an essay for homework. You need to think about all the stages of the task and write a clear to-do list on a piece of paper. When you are ready to start, you set the timer to 25 minutes and you start working on the first item on the list.
OK, but what happens when the timer goes off?
When the timer goes off, you must take a short break of between 3 to 5 minutes. One 25-minute session is one Pomodoro. So when you have completed this, you deserve a short break. You should try to move about a bit during the break. Then set the timer for another 25 minutes and keep working. At the end of the next Pomodoro, you have another short break. As you complete the items on the to-do list, you should tick them off to give you a feeling of satisfaction that you're getting the job done.
OK, I get it. Can you use any timer? Most people have timers on their phones these days. Could you use that?
You could, but the danger is that then you can check messages on your phone or you start looking at apps. I use my dad's kitchen timer and I make sure I switch off my phone when I'm studying. I get so much more done. In the breaks, I sometimes check my phone, but only if I've completed some of the items on my to-do list.
Well, 3 to 5 minutes isn't long for a break. Is that enough time?
Well, when you've had 4 or 5 short breaks, you can take a longer break, and then you start again.
And it works?
Yes, it works for me. It stops me wasting time. My work is much more effective when I use the timer. It's like short, intense periods of work. I actually get my homework done a lot quicker now, which leaves me more free time. So, for me, it works really well.
Oh, I think I'll give it a try. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Now listen to the radio interview again.
Star students today, we are speaking to Peter, who is going to tell us about the Pomodoro technique, a system to help manage your time. It was invented by an Italian man called Francesco Cirillo in the 1980s. Now, he called it the Pomodoro technique after a tomato-shaped timer that his mother used to use when she was cooking. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato. And this tomato has helped Peter become an A-grade student. So, Peter, welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Tell us about the Pomodoro technique. What's it about?
It's about getting maximum productivity from your available time. I use it for studying, but professionals use it at work.
Is it difficult to follow?
No, it's actually very simple. It's about breaking down your work into separate jobs and then using a timer to separate your time into periods of intensive work and short breaks.
OK, well, that sounds sensible. So how do you start?
First of all, you should think about the task you need to complete. For example, writing an essay for homework. You need to think about all the stages of the task and write a clear to-do list on a piece of paper. When you are ready to start, you set the timer to 25 minutes and you start working on the first item on the list.
OK, but what happens when the timer goes off?
When the timer goes off, you must take a short break of between 3 to 5 minutes. One 25-minute session is one Pomodoro. So when you have completed this, you deserve a short break. You should try to move about a bit during the break. Then set the timer for another 25 minutes and keep working. At the end of the next Pomodoro, you have another short break. As you complete the items on the to-do list, you should tick them off to give you a feeling of satisfaction that you're getting the job done.
OK, I get it. Can you use any timer? Most people have timers on their phones these days. Could you use that?
You could, but the danger is that then you can check messages on your phone or you start looking at apps. I use my dad's kitchen timer and I make sure I switch off my phone when I'm studying. I get so much more done. In the breaks, I sometimes check my phone, but only if I've completed some of the items on my to-do list.
Well, 3 to 5 minutes isn't long for a break. Is that enough time?
Well, when you've had 4 or 5 short breaks, you can take a longer break, and then you start again.
And it works?
Yes, it works for me. It stops me wasting time. My work is much more effective when I use the timer. It's like short, intense periods of work. I actually get my homework done a lot quicker now, which leaves me more free time. So, for me, it works really well.
Well, I think I'll give it a try. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Task 2. You will hear a couple who have recently moved home talking about items that they use in their flat. You will hear 6 conversations. Listen and decide which item they are talking about. There are 2 items on the list which you will not need. For questions 15-20, place the correct letter AH in the appropriate box on your answer sheet. You will hear each conversation twice.
One.
This is my current favourite. It's like a soundtrack to my life now.
Ah, so you've bought it at last. I thought you might.
Yes, I know it's been on again and again on the radio, but I wanted to own it.
You really should get into sharing. It's so much easier.
I suppose so, but I still get a thrill having the hard copy in my hand. This is my current favourite. It's like a soundtrack to my life now.
Ah, so you've bought it at last. I thought you might.
Yes, I know it's been on again and again on the radio, but I wanted to own it.
You really should get into sharing. It's so much easier.
I suppose so, but I still get a thrill having the hard copy in my hand.
Two.
I'm so pleased we got this. It's so much quicker than doing everything by hand.
True, though it's more expensive, and I'm not sure it's environmentally friendly.
It's better, though. Everything comes out really clean and shiny, but I still wouldn't put our finest crockery in.
Okay, I've rinsed everything. I'll stack it all inside now.
So we have to choose a program for the wash. What do you think?
This one will do. It's only 15 minutes.
I'm so pleased we got this. It's so much quicker than doing everything by hand.
True, though it's more expensive, and I'm not sure it's environmentally friendly.
It's better, though. Everything comes out really clean and shiny, but I still wouldn't put our finest crockery in.
Okay, I've rinsed everything. I'll stack it all inside now.
So we have to choose a program for the wash. What do you think?
This one will do. It's only 15 minutes.
Three.
Why ever do we need new ones?
Well, I'm really sold on natural materials now. I wanted some filled with real feathers.
The old ones were comfortable enough, I thought.
You just try these and you'll feel the difference. You just sink into them and they smell crispy clean.
Okay, I think I'm ready to lay my head down. It's been a long day. What do you think? Why ever do we need new ones?
Well, I'm really sold on natural materials now. I wanted some filled with real feathers.
The old ones were comfortable enough, I thought.
You just try these and you'll feel the difference. You just sink into them and they smell crispy clean.
Okay, I think I'm ready to lay my head down. It's been a long day. What do you think?
Four.
We must have loads of pairs, but however hard I search, I can never find them.
Look in the drawer over there. There'll be some amongst my sewing materials.
Are they suitable for the job, though? They've got to be sharp enough for the carpet.
Ah, maybe not. Use the ones in the toolbox, then.
Got them. Wow, they're sharp. We must have loads of pairs, but however hard I search, I can never find them.
Look in the drawer over there. There'll be some amongst my sewing materials.
Are they suitable for the job, though? They've got to be sharp enough for the carpet.
Ah, maybe not. Use the ones in the toolbox, then.
Got them. Wow, they're sharp.
Five.
You've really filled it up. We can't possibly get any more in.
Well, it's much more efficient to do a full load.
And you do know that the white things have to be done separately.
I know what I'm doing, you know.
And you have emptied out all the pockets? You've really filled it up. We can't possibly get any more in.
Well, it's much more efficient to do a full load.
And you do know that the white things have to be done separately.
I know what I'm doing, you know.
And you have emptied out all the pockets?
Six.
I know you say that I play my music too loudly. Well, With these, you won't hear it at all. I promise.
Good, I can finally finish the book in peace.
I know this was a bit expensive, but you can adjust the volume and tone on each channel.
Don't turn it up too loud, though, or we'll still hear the bass coming through.
I'm not a teenager anymore. But anyway, it's got great isolation. I know you say that I play my music too loudly. Well, with these, you won't hear it at all. I promise.
Good, I can finally finish the book in peace.
I know this was a bit expensive, but you can adjust the volume and tone on each channel.
Don't turn it up too loud, though, or we'll still hear the bass coming through.
I'm not a teenager anymore. But anyway, it's got great isolation.
This is the end of the test.